A Prayer for Unity in Our Nation by Debbie McDaniel. I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. John 17:23. Often in times of greatest need, we may find ourselves giving way to the stress and strain of battling one another and forgetting who the real enemy is. Harsh words spoken, friendships broken, we choose sides and draw lines. Feelings get hurt, betrayal runs deep. It gets harder to forgive and keep moving forward. And sometimes we get stuck, right there in the muddy mess of it all. Yet it's in those very times of tension and struggle that we need, more than ever, to come together as one, unified and strong. And we can be assured it's in those times that Satan is fighting the hardest. He knows that we're stronger together as we encourage one another on. He's aware that we're courageous and brave when we're covering one another in prayer. He understands that the unity of believers through the power of Jesus Christ is a force that can't be reckoned with. For it's hard to tear apart a cord of three strands, which can't be easily broken. That's why he's determined to fight harder. And he's there, in the midst of it all, cheering on the battle. He loves it when we target one another. He laughs at evil, riots, and violence. He gains momentum when we forget that he's the cause. Don't be unaware. His schemes are cunning and cruel. He'll twist words and truth, trading them for lies and stirring up fires. Let's say no more. Let's choose to set aside our differences and look to the greater purpose in this life, to honor Christ as King. We'll never agree on everything, and that's never been the goal anyway. Let's choose to live out the truth that says, let all that you do be done in love. 1 Corinthians 16:14. All that you do, all that you say, all that you stand for, let's do it with love. For perfect love, which comes from Christ, cast out all fear. And that is what gives us power to move forward, propelled with his strength, surrounded in peace, eyes on the one who gives us breath each day, filled with greater unity in our land. May God bless us with his peace and unity in our nation. Let us pray. Dear God, we are needy of you. We're aware more than ever of our own weaknesses and of the struggle with dark forces that try to divide us and gain more ground. We say no more. We stand our ground. We ask that you would fill us with your spirit of love and unity among believers all across this nation. We ask that you would help us to set aside our differences and look to the greater cause, the cause of Christ. We ask that you would help us to truly live a life of love. We know that this is only possible through the power of your Spirit, so we ask that you would move across our land in a fresh way. We know that this is only possible through the power of your Spirit, so we ask that you would move across our land in fresh ways, with fresh filling and awareness, turning your people back to you, drawing others to come to know you. We thank you that you are always with us and give us great purpose and hope. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.